This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israeli police say Palestinian gunmen opened fire in the occupied West Bank today, killing at least one Israeli motorist and wounding at least eight other people. And Israel says it shot down a rocket near the Red Sea. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
The Israel-Hamas war has inflamed tensions in the region outside Gaza. In the West Bank, Israeli police say a trio of Palestinian gunmen carried out the fatal shooting on a main road near Jerusalem. And Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen appear to be behind more rocket attacks in response to the war in Gaza. A ship caught on fire in the Gulf of Aden, and air raid sirens wailed in the southern Israeli resort city of Eilat on the Red Sea, as an Israeli anti-missile system intercepted a rocket before it reached Israeli territory. And Israel's army says it continues to fight Hamas in Gaza City and southern Gaza. Gaza health officials say in the past day nearly 100 Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Biden administration says it's poised to issue new sanctions against Russia. These are to be announced tomorrow, 1 week after the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. U.S. officials blame Russian President Vladimir Putin for his death. U.S. officials have not laid out the details of the sanctions, but say they will be robust. A California woman who was a dual citizen of the U.S. and Russia has been jailed in central Russia. Ksenia Karolina was detained on treason charges. She had donated about $50 to a Ukrainian war effort. Her boyfriend, Chris Van Heerden, says Karolina sent him a letter from jail.
I know she's safe. She made that clear to me. She's locked up with two women, an older woman and a younger woman. She's safe. They've built a friendship. She has someone to talk to every day.
He says Karolina faces up to 20 years in Russian prison. The State Department says it is working to learn more about her case. In the U.S., lawyers for Republican-led states and business groups are urging the Supreme Court to block a federal rule. It's designed to limit harmful smog. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports they argue they're suffering serious costs to comply with the environmental rule.
The good neighbor rule is supposed to limit dangerous air pollution that travels across state lines from coal plants and gas pipelines. Environmental advocates say it prevents asthma, lung problems, and early death. But Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia say the rule is a disaster because it only applies to about half the states in the original plan. At the Supreme Court, liberal justices raised doubts about intervening at this early stage in the case. But several conservatives seem critical of the EPA and its analysis on the good neighbor rule. The justices could act at any time on this dispute from their emergency docket. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. There are lingering reports of cellular phone service outages across the U.S. The website Down Detector is reporting that users are reporting issues with providers such as AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and others. There is no word yet from the cell service providers on what the issue may be. In spite of the success of the movie Barbie, only 30% of the top 100 films last year featured a female character as the center of the plot. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, the University of Southern California is out with a new study about on-screen representation.
A-list actress Salma Hayek bucked all the trends in 2023.
$60,000?
Yeah.
In the movie Magic Mike's Last Dance, Hayek played a wealthy woman who propositions a male exotic dancer. Then she goes into business with him. It was one of the top 100 movies of last year, and it made Salma Hayek one of only three women over the age of 45 to have a leading role in one of them. Not as a supporting actor, but as central to the story. The others were Cocaine Bear and My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. Hayek was the only woman of color over the age of 45 to lead a movie, and she put Magic Mike's Last Dance into the only 7% of the top 100 movies last year that starred a Latino actor in a leading role. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
NASA is seeking four volunteers to join a one-year mission. It's to live in a small facility set up to simulate a mission to Mars. The mission, set in Houston, is set to start in about a year. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Schizophrenia and Psychosis Action Alliance, shattering barriers to treatment, survival, and recovery. People with schizophrenia can recover and thrive. More at WeCanThrive.org.